Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I'm not afraid to die. Hey, you are listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Matt Tack. We are here every Monday evening at 8 o'clock where we bring you the best of what Brooklyn has to offer and we take it out to the world. Except tonight is a little bit of a different change. Join me in the studio when the band gets here are going to be the members of the Rebel Set from Phoenix, Arizona, who are on the East Coast performing some shows down in D.C. and Baltimore. I had the opportunity to see them on Thursday at Our Wicked Lady for Thursdays for the Cause. And so they've come back up, but I think the rain and the hell train has sort of thrown them off for a little bit. So looks like we're going to have a little bit more of an extended block of music again before we get a chance to visit with them and catch up and talk about their brand new release, Smidgen Pigeon, which was out on September 7th on Outro Records. So that's what we opened the show with. All Over the World by the Rebel Set. We followed it with the Lord Calvert's, their brand new release, It Sure Feels Good. It was released on August 27th. No updates on gigs to give you right now, but if you follow them on Facebook or go to lordcalverts.com, you'll be able to find out when their next gigs are going to be later this month and into October. And we followed it with our guest from last week, who I was trying to set up with the Rebel Set on a blind date tonight, but that's not really going to work, unfortunately. Their song, I Know, Shadow Paint, is their debut EP. It was released on the 7th. Their EP release show is going to be September 21st at Coney Island Baby, which is in the city. Right now, our archive of Bernadette's visit to Radio Free Brooklyn is charting at number 17 on the Mixcloud interview chart. So let's take you back to a little bit more music. First little block. It's going to be two of my favorite bands out of Phoenix. One, of course, is our guest, the Rebel Set, and we're going to follow it with a band on Dirty Water Records called Shovel. You are listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn.
We cross another name.
And I'm very happy to announce our guests are here.
Hello.
Yay. It's fantastic. Uber knows where Radio Free Brooklyn is. Unfortunately, Uber knows where our old studio from Radio Free Brooklyn is. So you guys were spared because our old studio does not look like this whatsoever. The old studio looked like a space out of Saw 6. It was down in the basement, and sometimes the sewer would smell, and it sort of had all that lovely charm and DIY vibe going on with it. It's not as fancy as the one we have here at 100 Bogart Street. So, but
well, yeah,
it's definitely fancy.
Yeah,
it's definitely fancy. So joining me finally in the studio, and I sort of figured it would end up happening at some point. You guys are here sightseeing. It's raining, having to deal with the L train or however it was that you're going to get here, that it might not work out so well. So no problems whatsoever that we sort of had that sort of little glitch. Joining me in the studio are James, Katie, Joe, and Jeff. So can you just tell everybody what it is you play in the Rebel set? And sort of people can get tuned into your voice.
I'm Katie. I play the organ.
I am James. I play the bass.
And James is also very, very quiet on stage, too.
Yeah.
I'm Joe. I play guitar.
I'm Jeff. I play the drums.
Awesome. Just to give people a rundown of who we heard, I'm still trying. I can't place it in terms of whether Shovel led me to the Rebel set or the Rebel set led me to Shovel. But we just heard from another Phoenix band by the name of Shovel, who are on Dirty Water Records. And then we heard the Rebel set from your 4-song EP, which was released last year. And I say that I'm not sure who led me to which, is because there's, it's just simply called the Rebel Lounge, right? In Phoenix,
yeah.
Which seems to be like a really great place.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's not half bad.
But I did one of those rabbit hole dumpster dives, and so I've actually sort of got a great love now for Phoenix music because I just started clicking through bands and finding people and going like, wow, there's some great stuff going on here. So which leads me to, like, please tell us more about the Phoenix music scene.
Well, James is in a band called the Freaks of Nature.
Okay.
And... No? Okay. I can't talk about it. Okay. I don't know. What else? Who else is there?
Well, yeah, we've got the Darts.
Which I'm sure a lot of people have heard. I would like to think. I know I've played them on the show. But is it fairly diverse scene?
Oh, yeah.
I would say so.
The thing about Phoenix is it's very spread out.
Right.
And so to have one scene is very... difficult, it seems.
Yeah. Phoenix reminds me of some of the places where I lived on the Canadian prairies and the upper Midwest in this country, where there's really like nothing stopping the spread of the city. So to have sort of that centralized location where you would be able to develop that scene in terms of having clubs and places to go and all the rest of it isn't really something that is going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's kind of true. There's more like going on in the downtown area of Phoenix lately. A more centralized thing, but there's sort of several scenes within this, you know, Phoenix area that don't necessarily
overlap,
cross paths, yeah. Really. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so we had the budget, like I say, to fly you out here to come in to do the show. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the budget to hire the right Uber person to get you here on time. But no, seriously, what you came out to do some shows in DC and Baltimore.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah, we played a Hamden Fest in Baltimore and booked some shows around it. It was a great time.
And you were on the same bill with the Electric Mess,
yes.
Right? I think, if I'm not mistaken, they played right after you at Hamden Fest?
They played, there was one band in between us and them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
they put on a great live show. And then they, I know they do really well over in Europe whenever they go. And I think they've actually, because of that, they've dialed back some of their local NYC and Brooklyn shows because they're just not quite the same energy level. And then, of course, you played on Thursday at Our Wicked Lady on Thursdays for the Cause.
Yeah.
That's right.
And bummer that it was indoors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the weather's been fun.
Look, but you're going to get out of here before the hurricane hits. So
yeah.
I don't think we you know, let's just keep our fingers crossed, right? Because you're flying out tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. Bummer, I can say. I was going to try and set you up on a blind date with Bernadette tonight. But at the bar where they work, they're not working on Monday nights. And for people listening, if you didn't hear earlier when we played one of their tracks, Bernadette's actually a band. I'm not trying to set the band up with a singular person. That would kind of be a little weird. So I think on Thursday, Joe, you said afterwards that you thought your set was a little raw or a little rough.
Oh, yeah. I think we all agreed. It was a little rough.
Flying in. And yeah, and everything. So things got better over the weekend? Developed new fans?
I'd say so, yeah.
100%.
Okay. Katie, your friend I met at Our Wicked Lady, who...
Jill.
Jill, yes, who was wanting to dance her face off on Thursday.
She's a fun gal.
So with... you guys have been releasing, this is your third full length, right?
Yeah.
So the first one came out in 2010. Yeesh. Okay.
Yep.
And correct me if I'm wrong, did I hear any of that on Thursday? Or are all those songs long?
I don't think we played any songs from that. No, not all of them are long, but I don't think we played any that night. We did every other night, but I don't think we did then.
Yeah.
Just kind of
moved on.
You moved on from that one? Okay. Cool.
They're from the surf days.
But what do you mean? Yeah, I still consider your music really kind of surf.
It was surfier, yeah. I guess, at that time.
More of a focus on it. And then we kind of broadened since then. So we always think of those days as the surf days. Yeah.
And what was the impetus for that change?
I don't know. Just evolving, getting tired of, I don't know, wanting to do different things.
Yeah.
I don't think we've, changed radically or anything, just trying to grow.
Yes, you're not. You haven't gone into the Depeche Mode sort of area.
Give us time.
Yeah, not yet.
On the fourth full length LP, which I'm sure you're probably working on already. So here, let's try and do this. What I like to do is to try and, when I have a local band, is to mix in music from outside the city to give people an idea of other stuff that's going on. But now with you guys being here from Phoenix, I'm going to actually do more mixing in of local music. So perhaps if anybody's listening in Phoenix or out in Arizona, they'll get an idea and get a taste of what's going on in New York City, because there's a whole ton of music. So let's hear from one of my favorite bands who I think have a real sort of Chrissy Hynde Pretenders vibe going on with the vocals. That's the Rizzos. And then we're going to follow it with one of the new releases from Rebel Set and the album Smidgen Pigeon. You are listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn.
We'll be right back.
Make It Clean by our guest this evening, the Rebel Set, from their brand new release, Smidgen Pigeon, which means what?
Nothing. It's nothing. Okay. Yeah, we have a, I don't know.
We have this habit of just taking words and kind of making inside jokes out of everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's how we make our set list.
Yeah. What do you mean? It's how you make your set list?
Oh, this is everything has kind of a code word now, and we don't expect anybody.
When there's like when we write a new song, there's a lot of working titles, and one of them was Do the Smidge, and somehow that evolved into Smidgen Pigeon, and then that became an album title.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not like a shout out to Paul Prudhomme.
No.
No. Okay. So speaking of your set list, so you guys just all pretty much like rolled right through the whole thing. With no like, hey, we're the Rebel Set, blah, 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 blah. You opened with that, and then you were just like, let's just go straight through.
That's kind of how we do it. We really just hit it hard.
Yeah, we're trying to melt faces.
Yeah.
No reason for a breather.
Yeah.
No. I appreciate that incredibly that you just kind of go and get things going. But James, so you're relatively new, right?
Relatively.
not as a human being, of course. But
that too.
Yep. But relatively new to the band.
Yes.
So how long ago did you join?
June.
and it's September 10th. Okay, so pressure on you then to join a group of musicians that had that down, that were going to be just like rolling from one song to the next. You know, it's like song ends, Jeff counts it out, and you're away to the next one.
I like it. I like the speed.
Yeah. Okay. And then...
good momentum.
Yeah, I know, Joe, you indicated, Joe, you didn't want to talk about it. So... Tell me again, the other band?
The other band is called The Freaks of Nature.
And what type of music? I'm sort of guessing psych roll. Stoner?
No.
Like
60s.
Yeah, it's very back from the grave.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Okay. Punk. So there's some similarities then with 60s punk. Okay. So then there's clearly then some crossover with the Rebel Set. In terms of genres and styles. Okay, so it wasn't picking up anything too radical.
Right. We played together many, many times prior to
this joining. Okay, so. Okay. Got it. Was the lure to join that you were coming to the East Coast?
Freaks of Nature was taking a break, and I just wasn't playing, and they were looking for a bass player. So it was good to
bada bing
play.
and it goes from there. Now, was this your first trip to the East Coast?
No, we were here last year. We played with the other men from here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At Union Pool in the Schizophonics in New York last year, last September.
In Union? Oh, wow.
Yeah, Union Pool.
How did I miss that at Union Pool?
I don't know.
You may not know this about Union Pool. Did you all get yourselves checked after going to Union Pool?
No.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah,
good. Okay, well.
Because it's got a really, you know, like, skizzy reputation for people who you meet there.
I just like to be safe.
But I understand the other men, who I've not had a chance to see live, are pretty damn good.
Yeah, and one of them is in The Electric Mess, we found out.
I was like, hey, it's that guy.
Yeah.
the keyboard guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I've met a couple times, and I'm very terrible. I won't butcher his name, but I can never pronounce his name correctly. But he's really good.
I didn't know his name to begin with, so
okay.
Yeah, I don't have to mention.
Yeah, we had some drinks at Union Pool last year. That was
all right. And then you recognize him when you were down in DC. Okay, so one of the things I note about your songs is that they are really, really happy, like breakup dark songs.
I guess so.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Like you're ending relationships, and they're in this really happy, peppy. Like, nope, I'm just going to cut this off and I'm never going to see you again. And
I don't know.
Cool.
Most of the words are written like at the last minute, so I don't know. It probably shouldn't be read into too much. There's not much.
We can't help ourselves but have a good time.
Yeah.
But okay, so you're almost making me feel really bad here that I like really like the music, and you're like, yeah, we write these in 5 minutes and there's
nothing to them. Well,
then they're polished.
We write the music in like 5 minutes, and then like 6 months later, the lyrics get written as at the last second.
Okay.
Just in time to record them.
And then how did you get hooked up with Hidden Volume? Because that's when your previous EP came out, right? And they're majority East Coast, or at least I've seen from some of their bands.
Yeah, well, Matt Rendon, who recorded both that EP and our new LP, one of his bands, The Freezing Hands from Tucson, are also on Hidden Volume, and we got connected with them that way, and yeah, they put that record out.
Okay. All right. So with this deep catalog that you've already got with your third full length and the EP that's come out. So, I mean, I am kind of teasing you, but are there already processes in the work for that next one? Because there were kind of some gaps in like 2 year gaps that you had for both of those albums. Was that off doing other projects or just
creating? I was just like life happening. There was a,
I've heard about that.
Yeah. There was a
birth. I had a child.
Yeah.
You did.
I did.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I did. He's three now. He's cool.
Yeah. A lot of things happened. Jeff left and then he came back and
Took a break.
Yeah.
We had a few lineup changes and we toured a lot. So that was where our time went.
Now, is it that situation of saying, like, with lineup changes where you are touring and people are like, I got to get on with my life. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
There's a variety of things. We've, you know, had some interesting characters roll through the band. And so, yeah, sometimes it's, I got to, you know, get back to life. Other times it's like, we're going to let you go back to your life and not have to worry about you anymore.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay. And there's other bands and then there's moving and there's just a,
and then it takes a long, you know, sometimes it takes a long time for a record to come out, depending on the label's schedule and stuff. And so, yeah, there's a lot of factors.
If you're going to be on a label.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is going to be a great key thing. So,
yeah.
You said during the show that you shipped a different organ, or you were saying that to me beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm also sort of thinking, I envisioned you playing a Rickenbacker. Is that a crazy idea?
There's a Rickenbacker on one of the songs, a 12 string on that. But typically, yeah, I play a Fender Jaguar a lot. The guitar that I had there is more often used.
Yeah, you bring the Rickenbacker to local shows.
Yeah, I don't bring that here. I just bring that.
on the airplane for whomever to throw
it in. I only bring
one,
one if I have to go to an airplane.
Yeah. And then, what was the influence that you decided, like, we're going to, like, put together a band with an organ? There seems to be more of a resurgence in bands playing with keys or organs, but to me that's just sort of something that's happening locally. But you've been doing this for the last 8 years.
Yeah, well, we started without the organ. I owned an organ and I always wanted to have somebody play it or something, and then, you know, initially Katie wasn't in the band, but then we, you know, lured her away from her
with promises of a Farfisa.
Yeah.
And now 7-8 years later, we each have two.
Yeah.
Tell me, I don't understand Farfisa, but on Bandcamp you've tagged your music with Farfisa.
Yeah, just, it has a distinctive sound. People look for it. People, you know, people who are into that sound will, you know, look for that, I suppose.
Yeah, it's hard to recreate with any sort of digital, like, MIDI controller or anything. Like, it's got to have that real sound. So that's why we brought 70-pound organ across the country. Dragged it around with us.
And really, you check that and you're, like, comfortable with doing that?
Yeah, we have a flight case.
Ah,
so
okay.
So it's well protected. We shipped it back this time. It's already gone, so we don't have to deal with it on the plane tomorrow.
So you weren't going to lug it around the city. So where did you get to go to in the city today to do any of your sightseeing?
Nowhere. It took us, we didn't get here till like 5 p.m. We didn't leave, you know, by the time we got out of Washington and back up here. It was like 5. We went to, what's the pinball place?
Oh, we went to Milo's Yard.
That's it.
Oh, tell me about this. I don't know where that is.
Well, our host Jewel that you mentioned earlier brought us there last year.
Okay.
And we're big pinball fans. And 564 Seneca Avenue in Ridgewood, New York, 11385.
There's an excellent plug for.
You're welcome.
We love pinball, and they've got pinball and whiskey.
Okay, depending on where you're staying, well, you can go back there. I know there's another place over in what's the horrible neighborhood, Williamsburg, where you could go find another one. I don't know. It might have been gentrified out of existence for the all I know as well.
Oh, so we'll, bring it on. I want to see everything.
I don't know. See, maybe if I'd known that information, I could have got that blind date with Bernadette to work out.
Yeah. Well, that's a real shame.
We're the rebel set on our last night in town. I mean,
yeah.
We want to get up to crazy things and pinball with Bernadette. could be that thing. So let's hear another one of those, I would sort of say, breakup songs.
Okay.
Well, it's not really a breakup song, but it's a weird relationship song. And you're like, what the hell are we going to be playing? On a string, right?
Because it seems, okay.
Right? Because it seems like quasi breakup, like get the fuck away.
Well, I guess you could say that. I don't know.
That's a theme in a lot of our music.
Well, yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all really peppy, but get the hell away from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, happily.
Yeah, happily move on.
Yes.
Anyway. All about embracing change.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is On a String by our guest, The Rebel Set. You're listening to The Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. to the Edge of the World by the Space Merchants, who are a former guest of ours. They are going to be playing at Psychic Luau 3 this weekend, Saturday at City Reliquie. They're going to be playing with a whole bunch of bands. Vominos, Art Clash, who are from Kansas, Francie Moon, the Fucktons. Just if you guys forgot that we could, you know, use profanity. Coaching Commando, World's Greatest Detective, Greasy Hearts, and Fortune Teller. So it starts at 1 o'clock and it's $10. And that's being put on by King Pizza Records, who are a great local record label. And before that, we heard from our guest this evening, the Rebel Set, their song On a String. You guys are also playing this coming weekend.
That's correct.
Okay, so for anybody in Phoenix who's looking for something to do this weekend in Arizona.
We're on double duty on Saturday.
Okay.
We're doing the Indie 500 show. It's a 100 bands playing 5 songs each. It's a usually over 24 hours event. And we got a cool 3 p.m. spot. And then later in the day, we're we're playing a record release for our friends, the 16 Eyes, another great garage band from Phoenix.
Okay.
And that's at Chopper John's.
Right. So what happens if you get that 4 in the morning time slot for Indy 500?
You just hope you have enough friends who are crazy enough to come out.
Yeah, you wait 20 minutes.
You wait 20 minutes. Okay. That sounds like a really fascinating thing. Is it outdoors? Is it in a club or?
It's in a church, actually.
Yeah, the venue is called the Trunk Space, and they operate out of a performance area in a church.
Okay.
In downtown Phoenix. It's pretty cool.
Okay. So see, now it does seem like I'm picking your brains to like, so we can import that idea and then pretend that we invented it here in Brooklyn. So obviously, so 100 bands, that's and there's a wide variety of genres.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the place.
Okay. And so there's probably some application process that people go through. You've been involved in it before. I take it.
No, we've never played it before.
Oh, okay.
They asked us to do it.
Yeah, they have different promoters doing, you know, different time slots. So a friend of ours asked us if we were available, and I was like, well, let's do it. I've been wanting to do it.
Okay, so it is relatively curated so that it's not just going to be a situation of, well, I don't know, my psychedelic folk band, not that I'm in one, you know, plays my 5 songs before you guys go, and then the death metal band goes afterwards.
Well, it might if that's how they decide to curate it, but it's like various promoters in Phoenix get like a couple hours to book whoever they want.
Okay.
And so then if they want it to be like a lot of the same, then it will be. Or if they want it death metal and folk and whatever, yeah,
afterwards, then it'll be a cool thing, and mm-hmm. and that's what we'll go with. Okay. So you've got those two shows coming up for people who want to try and stay up to date on your shows for maybe when you'll come back to the East Coast, maybe when you'll come back to Union Pool, or who want to go pick up Smidgen Pigeon or some of the deeper parts of the catalog. Where's the best place to send people?
Well, right now, probably the best place for the new album would be from the outrorecords.com.
Okay.
It's, or digitally, you can get it on our Bandcamp, and it'll be streaming and stuff shortly in all the usual places. But, those places definitely have it right now. And then, yeah, everything else, probably our Bandcamp can lead you to wherever you want to buy stuff.
Anything.
If it's not on ours, yeah, it'll, or, yeah, the various labels, like the, I think you can still get our tape from Burger and the...
Go to Hidden Volume.
Yeah, Hidden Volume. I believe it's sold out, but you can download it from them
and get the digital stuff. So.
Yeah.
So just a question about your sort of whole sort of process in recording. Did it become easier for this third LP? Like, you know, you know what you're going through?
I don't know.
It felt kind of like we had a better system this time around. Mm-hmm. We kind of knew what we expected from the recording sessions. And, you know, there was just a focus on laying down tracks early and figuring out what we wanted to do with them. And then getting them recorded. So yeah, it just felt a little more streamlined.
Right. Yeah. But when you're on a different label, are they having any different influence on the process or what your sound is like?
No, we just made them and then say, you want to put this out?
Shop around?
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, that's fine. We'll mm-hmm. take care of that. Yeah, all right.
Dug it.
Yeah. Age old question. Worst gig ever. What a note to send you out on, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
The worst.
I really like our Stevie Moore, but I saw him play at the Old Trunk Space about 5-6 years ago.
Oh, you're talking about the ones that we played. Or if you have one, you played without
us. Let me tell you, I hate it.
We had a gig in
the first one that James joined.
Yeah, that was his lease. Yeah, it's been all downhill in his eyes ever since joining the band. It's been. I don't know.
We had that gig in Long Beach that looked like it was going to be really cool, but then we ended up playing in a stage room that nobody came into. I don't think anyone had promoted the show. So
this was our very first tour ever.
Yeah,
it was many years ago. And yeah, we were like, wow, this is really cool.
It was so promising, and then yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will say for anybody listening in the greater Phoenix area that after seeing you guys on Thursday at Our Wicked Lady, that you should go out and see the band play, because it was tons of fun. You're incredibly excited, Katie, when you're playing and shaking the tambourine, and it's infectious as a way to get that energy of the band across. You know, so I say strong recommendation to get people out to go see you guys, and to pick up the album. It is a ton of fun.
The whole
bit. And I will have to do that. I'll try and dig into the much deeper catalog, and go from there. So, I'm glad we got this sorted out. I'm glad you were able to make it from the old Radio Free Brooklyn studio over to the new Radio Free Brooklyn studio. We are going to close out with a guest from next week, Meansiders, and then a band out of Boston. So not really sort of like local, but more local than Tucson. And they are Rye Pine. So you've been listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. Our guests in the studio this evening have been The Rebel Set. Please find them on Bandcamp and Facebook and Instagram for anything that you want to have band related. So catch you on the flip side. Please stay tuned for Everybody Plays the Fool with Shane.
To lock in the lights, be so big, so no one can hide. Drink this up to loosen your lips. You don't make burn and tingle a bit. Girls are sweet and crushed when they sit. Big boys fight when their fingers itch. Slide by jokes in the night. Ask yourself if you will survive. Don't back up when it rips the seams. Your dreams were thin, so you called on me. Got yourself a brew for the night. Will you be brave or eaten alive?